Hi. Thanks for giving me the opportunity to share my thoughts on the year 2019. By the time you're watching this, we'll have started an exciting week of Innovators Connect, and I can't wait to hear what other corporate innovators have to say about the year 2019 and their predictions for 2020. My name is Stephanie King, and I'm the Lead Venture Architect at Insurance Australia Group, the largest general insurer in Australia and New Zealand. I joined the company about 2.5 years ago, when we started to embark on a journey of new digital growth opportunities beyond our core business of insurance. Our biggest achievement of this year has definitely been the breakthroughs we had in terms of Horizons Reinsurance, so building new startups and growth opportunities for IHG. The latest startup we launched is called Carva, and it allowed us to move into vehicle subscription and offer our customers new ways to access vehicles, which we find really exciting. I actually shared this journey in one of the last innovators meetings in Helsinki in September. And the reason this achievement is so significant for us is that we had to overcome multiple challenges to achieve this. Three of which I wanted to share with you today. Number one is the process. Before we launched Carva, we actually didn't have a documented way of working. People hustled their way through the innovation process based on their personal experience they had before they joined IHG or what they observed at IHG. And earlier this year, we really realized if we wanted to do this at pace and if we wanted to do multiple of these startups at the same time, we needed one way of working to help the team focus and run at the given speed and also be as efficient as possible. So we documented our process, which now has 5 phases. We're starting with learning opportunities, so really, really broad space, strategically aligned space, aligned to our strategy and purpose, which is really important for us, and I'll get back to that in a bit. Are then embarking on discovery, which is a 4 to 6 week phase with a small squad considering of the DVF, so usually designers, venture architects and engineers or some kind of techies, product manager and an innovation lead to guide the teams through the process. And this phase is really all about understanding what the industry is like, what the dynamics are like in the market and what customers' pain points are facing in this area. If we think there's something to it, if we think this space is springy enough and we've got heaps of ideas for how we might be able to solve these problems, we actually get into the next phase, which is Accelerate. And in Accelerate, we still put a lot of focus on desirability because we always want to stay as close as we can to the customer. But we also start to put a lot more focus on viability and feasibility. So we explore a set of different business models and which one is the best one. We put a bit more of a strategy lens behind it. We write a business case and we also design which is the best execution pathway. So luckily enough here at IHG, we've got the options of buy, build and partner. The next phase after this, if we pass the stage gate, is execution. So that's where we go to market. And the last phase is then scaling, which Carva is in now. The second challenge we faced was funding. Until the start of this fiscal year, which for us is 1st of July 2019, we didn't really have dedicated funding for Horizon 3 businesses. So for every business that we wanted to execute and scale, we had to write a business case and put it in front of the respective committees in IHG, which as you can imagine, in terms of our pace and where we wanted to focus our efforts on was not ideal. And the last challenge we faced was capability. So historically, most of our teams had a very strong focus on feasibility. So they wanted to build things, they wanted to build things quickly, which is great. But what we saw is that we have big gaps in terms of viability, sometimes even desirability, and also big gaps in terms of people who lead the teams through this process and make sure everyone stays aligned and focused. So we've been able to fill a few of these gaps in terms of viability and the guidance through the process by hiring new venture architects and innovation leads, which is really quite exciting. And we've also seen a general uplift in capability of the team within the last year, just by being able to experience this process a few times and work through together, and also by being able to collaborate on the process that we're building, so the innovation process I just mentioned, which is really awesome. In terms of how we're doing things differently, I found it's a really interesting question. I actually regularly go on study tours. So we go abroad and we meet companies in other countries, in insurance, but also in other industries, to understand how they're approaching problems we might be facing as well, and really learn from each other. And we usually also share some of the work we do. We always come home with new learnings. So we sometimes come home with new partnerships, and it's really insightful. And what we see is that the process and the capabilities and the types of people that other companies use in their innovation labs is not necessarily very different from ours. But I think what's the unique source that differentiates the companies we see out there from each other is two things. It's the purpose and it's the culture. So purpose at IIT is really front of mind. It's one of the reasons why I joined this company. When I interviewed 2.5 years ago, everyone identified through making the world a safer place, which is IIT's purpose. People didn't necessarily talk to me about the insurance business or launching new products in the insurance market or identifying us working for an insurer. They identified us working for a company makes the world a safer place for its customers. And that really helps us because it's a nice North Star that we use when we build our startups. If there's no opportunity for us to make the world a safer place, or we might even achieve the opposite by launching this opportunity, then we won't actually pursue it. And at the same time, it's also a nice overarching umbrella that helps us navigate through the tension that is normal between the core and the innovation teams that sometimes arises, because we've got one uniting thing that we all agree on. And the second thing is culture. So at IIT, we're trying to build an innovation culture of vulnerability, of bravery, and of courage, the ability to speak up and allowing people to bring their whole self to work. And what we also realized is there's a huge trend out there globally of entrepreneurs facing mental health challenges. So more than 70% of entrepreneurs out in the wild, not necessarily corporate innovators, state that they are facing a mental health issue. And why we think that at IIT, that is not necessarily as high for multiple reasons, including probably that the pressure is lower and there's more job security, it is still a topic that we want to be aware of and we want to acknowledge and that we want to be focused on this year. So earlier this year, we started an initiative called Mindful Monday and a few others just to help our innovators be more mindful and increase their well-being and create a safe space for them to have conversations about mental health. What we do on Mindful Monday is we allow the team to take half an hour to an hour out of their day every Monday, more if they want to, and A, have a conversation about how they're feeling, and B, also learn about techniques that they can use to increase their well-being and their mindfulness, such as mindful eating, mindful walking, guided meditation, journaling, Zen doodling, etc. And we've really seen that this had several positive effects. One of them being that people are now more comfortable talking about their mental health and more comfortable talking about mindfulness and things like anxiety or worry in general. And that allows them to, again, bring the whole self to work and connect more deeply with others. But we've also seen an exciting opportunities and ideas sparking from that connection and that conversation that we've allowing them, created a space for them to have. In terms of my prediction for 2020, the biggest trend I'm seeing, and it's probably a personal preference because I'm really hoping that we get there, is the end of innovation theatre. So I'm really hoping that we're getting to a point where it's not enough to build an innovation lab, put a few people in it, and have a few cables hanging off the roof. We as corporate innovators actually have to justify our return on investment, our investment that we're getting from the core. We have to earn our seat at the table and in the conversation. We're getting better at bridging the language gaps and the way of working gaps and sometimes the cultural gaps that we have between the core and the innovation lab. And we also acknowledge that we're actually dependent on the core business to help us grow our startups until they are profitable. So I'm hoping that we're getting a lot better at working with other people and a lot better in terms of commercial strategy, viability, and spending our money more wisely. I think that's it for me today. Thank you very much for your attention. Thanks for watching this video. Again, I'm really curious to hear what all the other innovators have to say about 2019. And I wish you a very insightful and exciting week of Innovators Connect.